Michael Popak, Legal AF. Judge Chutkan, D.C. election interference case, answered Donald Trump's question. Are there missing documents and information that the Jan 6 committee turned over to the executive branch when they went out of business that Donald Trump should get as part of his defense? And she answered that in the negative, denying a motion that he had made before the holidays to obtain what he referred to cavalierly, without any support whatsoever, missing documents. Note to Donald Trump's lawyers, calling it missing documents over and over again with capital letters doesn't make them missing documents. What am I talking about? Donald Trump wanted to get his hands on things that he could use, not to defend himself in the courtroom where it matters, but in the street and in public opinion on the Republican side and on the MAGA side. He wanted to get his dirty little grubby hands on the video recording of the testimony of the various witnesses that testified, willingly or not, to the Jan 6 committee. You know, like the Cassidy Hutchinson video, or his former White House chief of staff, or his former White House counsel, or his former attorney general, or his former acting attorney general. All those videos, because he wants to make mischief with them. He wants to slice them and dice them and release them to the masses, not to try his case. And the judge pointed it out in her order, which I'm going to read from in a minute, in which she said, you got the transcripts, the written transcripts of all of the video testimony. And there was hundreds and hundreds of testimony done. And he's had that for months by way of the Department of Justice special counsel providing him with this, what we call Brady material or discovery, to help him with his defense. And the judge went on to say, if you really needed the video, what you needed to do for me is go through the transcripts and show me why the written word, the written page, the transcript is not enough of their literal testimony. Because you want to say, well, when they made that statement that Donald Trump, you know, wanted to go to off the ellipse and march his way to the Capitol, the person was winking or nodding or laughing. If there was some sort of physical emotion that was being expressed that's not reflected in the transcript, and we need to see the video. But the judge went on to say, you didn't do any of that. You didn't match for me why the transcript is insufficient. You didn't tell me where in there you think in the video there is relevant evidence. So all you have is a fishing expedition, and courts hate fishing expeditions, right? Space abhors a vacuum, or whatever it is, you know, then judges abhor a fishing expedition, and certainly being used by the Trump lawyers by subpoena practice under what we call the 17C subpoena process to conduct a fishing expedition, rummaging around in the attic, hoping they'll find something. And the judge called him out on that and said, basically, A, there are no missing documents. What you claim to be missing documents, you have. So the fact that you're calling them missing documents doesn't make it relevant, doesn't make it something that you need, and doesn't render this specific enough for me to grant your request. The end result is we can stop hearing about the Jan 6 committee materials, all of which are either on the website. There's like 2 terabytes of information anybody in the public can go grab, and or was produced by the Department of Justice in searchable form to the Trump lawyers to prepare their defense. So stop talking, Trump, about missing Jan 6 materials. This federal judge is determined, based on the record, based on your own submissions, your own briefs and affidavits, that there isn't any missing information. So he'll continue to talk about it. Let me read, but there isn't any. Let me just read. It's a very short. One thing we've learned and loved about Judge Chutkan is that she writes very efficiently, very succinctly, with a lot of word economy. She gets right to the point, and so will I. She outlines it with the background and denying the motion for the missing Jan 6 materials as saying that the subpoena sought from 7 different non-party individuals material. Some of this is ironic. the archivist of the National Archives. That's the same entity that Donald Trump in Mar-a-Lago refused to turn over hundreds of boxes to, as he was required to do under the Presidential Records Act. But let's go search there now, because now I'm in trouble and I'm a defendant in a criminal case. The clerk of the House of the Representatives, the current Committee on House Administration, which is the successor to the Jan 6 Committee, the special counsel to the president, Richard Sauber, Jonathan Meyer, the general counsel for the Department of Homeland Security, Representative Barry Loudermilk, Representative Benny Thompson. Let's just ask for all their documents. And then he defines missing materials, and she takes issue with by calling them the purportedly missing materials as the Select Committee missing materials, which is broadly defined, and then records about the Select Committee, the loss or destruction of the Select Committee documents, and records and relating to any accommodation or agreement with the executive branch, including the Department of Justice, regarding the Select Committee missing materials. This goes to Donald Trump's conspiracy theory that Joe Biden's Department of Justice is conspiring with, you know, whoever's keeping the Jan 6 committee materials to keep them from Donald Trump. And this federal judge says, you haven't even made your burden that there's anything missing, let alone that I'm going to issue a subpoena related to it. Your pet's a member of the family. My Lily certainly is. Don't feed them like they're in the doghouse. Give them Nom Nom. Nom Nom delivers fresh dog food with every portion personalized to your dog's needs, so you can bring out their best. Nom Nom is made with real whole food you can see and recognize, without any additives or fillers that contribute to bloating and low energy. That's because Nom Nom uses the latest science and insights to make real good food for your dogs. Their nutrient-packed recipes are crafted by board-certified veterinary nutritionists, made fresh and shipped free to your door. Nom Nom's already delivered over 40 million meals to good dogs like yours, inspiring millions of clean bowls and tail wags. I love my dog so much and feel better giving her better nutrition. And my dog loves the food and other benefits they've seen. Plus, Nom Nom comes with a money-back guarantee. If your dog's tail isn't wagging within 30 days, Nom Nom will refund your first order. No fillers, no nonsense, just Nom Nom. Go right now for 50% off your no-risk two-week trial at trynom.com/legalaf. Spelled trynom.com/legalaf for 50% off. trynom.com/legalaf. She goes on to remind the Trump people on page 3 of her order that to avoid a general fishing expedition, which is abhorred by federal courts, a 17C subpoena as the one that was requested must clear three hurdles: relevancy, admissibility, and specificity. Relevancy, it's got to go to the heart of the subject matter of the criminal prosecutions against the person. Two, admissibility. If you're asking for material, the material you're asking for ultimately has to be admissible as evidence in a court of law. And specificity, I got to know what the heck you're talking about. And so her discussion, she first takes on the judge, the missing materials definition, and quickly dispatches that and rules that there's no evidence that there's anything that was in the Jan 6 committee materials select that didn't end up going over to Donald Trump. And she sides with the Department of Justice, who represented to her as officers of the court, that everything that's relevant that's in the Jan 6 committee materials has been provided to the defense by way of Brady material. She then takes issue with the video request, as I outlined, the video statements. For instance, first she says on page 5, with regard to the subpoena for written interview transcripts, so they're basically claiming we didn't get the written interview transcripts. The judge credits the government, the Department of Justice, and says on the top of page 5, the government represents that it obtained these materials from the Select Committee, the White House, and the Secret Service, and it produced them to the defendant in its first discovery production more than 2 months ago, itemized in a source log. Defendant does not dispute that report. In other words, even in their own reply paper, Trump did not dispute that he got an itemized catalog of all of the things he's saying are missing now. So then it leaves only the video recordings. And the judge says, the burden is on you to show me how any of the video recordings contain any impeachment evidence. And she says on the top of page 6, for example, Trump could have used the written transcripts of the interviews, which he already possesses, to identify particular portions of video recordings where a, quote, a witness's demeanor, tone, and expression would likely provide impeaching evidence, which is what he noted in his own reply paper, or which she quotes from. Or he could have proffered some other reason to believe that the video recordings would do so. The motion does not even make that attempt. So she's taking them to task because on one hand, on one side of their mouth, they're saying, well, maybe the video will show a witness's demeanor, tone, and expression. And maybe it won't, the judge says. And you haven't shown me, to avoid the fishing expedition problem, you haven't shown me where a clip may show that. Accordingly, as she said at the top of page 6, defendant has not carried his burden in justifying the issuance of the subpoenas with respect to any of the missing materials. She then says in the footnote at the bottom of page 6, the government argues that the video recordings are categorically irrelevant at this time because the written transcript rendered them superfluous and that seeking them before the exchange of witness list would be at best premature. But because defendant has failed to satisfy his initial burden, the court need not reach these two arguments. And then she just basically concludes that there are no missing materials. She's not going to provide him with anything else. He's got everything he needs from the Jan 6 committee. The Department of Justice has done their job. Move on. And signed and dated Tanya S. Chutkan, United States District Judge. Now, look, we're going to be seeing a series of orders that are going to be flying out of this court in the remainder of the month of November into December. They're going to come fast and furious. We're going to catch them, examine them, do an explainer for you on hot takes like this one, and on Legal AF, the leading podcast at the intersection of law, politics, and justice, one place, the Midas Touch YouTube channel, and then on audio podcasts, wherever you get your audio podcasts from. Tune in on Wednesdays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. for Legal AF. On Wednesdays, I do it with Karen Friedman Agnifilo, former prosecutor, and on Saturdays with fellow trial lawyer and civil rights advocate Ben Micellis, 8 p.m. Eastern time there. And then you can catch us on the YouTube library. We have a podcast library that has our entire body of work. My playlists are there. You can get my 500 YouTube videos about the intersection of law, politics, and justice, just like this one. If you like this kind of work, give me a thumbs up and leave a comment. It helps the ratings and keep us on the air. Help the Midas Touch Network get to 2 million free subscribers. The bigger they get, and they're getting close, the more your voice is heard. So until my next hot take, until my next Legal AF, this is Michael Popak reporting.
Hey, Midas Mighty, love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.